It's forever.
Listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM. I'm Jamie B-Side. I've been away for the last few weeks, had some fill-ins. I'm still away. This is a pre-recorded. Hello there. Good morning. I'm interrupting myself. This is B-Side Dreams. I'm Jamie B-Side. I was a couple minutes late, so that intro was from a rerun, but now I'm here live. So I'm going to play some chill tracks today that, what's the name of my show today? It's called Calm Down. So this track that I'm going to play is called Touch Me and Die by Kara Liss Cloverdale. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey there, you're listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM. I'm Jamie B-Side. Today's playlist is about calming down. It's just some more instrumental, soothing, ambient stuff. In that last round, I played... started off with Carolise Coverdale. I think I might have said Cloverdale originally, but it's Coverdale. She is from Montreal, and this album came out in 2015 called Aftertouches, and that track I played was called Touch Me and Die. And then we heard from The Glove, which I'll talk about in a second. The track was called A Blues and Drag from their album Blue Sunshine. So The Glove put out one album, Blue Sunshine. Here, let me read what it says on Wikipedia, because there's a bunch of interesting stuff on here. So Blue Sunshine is the only studio album by the British supergroup The Glove, released in 1983 by Wonderland Records /Polydor. This album mainly served as a diversion for Robert Smith and Steven Severin when both of them were under heavy stress from their respective bands, The Cure and Susie and the Banshees. And Smith was prohibited from singing in another band by his record company, so they recruited zoo dancer Jeanette Landry to sing a majority of the tracks. In 2006, the album was digitally remastered and re-released by Rhino, including a bonus disc with Smith singing vocals on demo versions. And then in 2013, it was re-released for Record Store Day by Polydor in Europe and Rhino in the US in a limited edition of 3,500 copies on marbled blue vinyl, but with none of the bonus material because it was on a record, so there's limited space on that. So that, that was out in 1983. I used to have the CD of this, like, in the 90s, and then I don't have it anymore, but I was thinking about it recently, and some pretty good stuff on there. Might try and track down that vinyl. So, after that, I played Felicia Atkinson and Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma with a track called Me from an album that came out in 2016 called Comme un Sol Narcisse. And now I'm going to play a couple of longer tracks from a compilation with a bunch of different artists put together by a guy who has a project called Fieldworks. So this one is with Caitlin Aurelia Smith, and it's called Kinematic Wave. And the album it's on is called Initial Sounds. And it's on a label called Temporary Residence. So this is Fieldworks and Caitlin Aurelia Smith.
Thank you.
Hey there, you're listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm with me, Jamie B-Side. So we just heard two tracks from a project called Fieldworks. So a little background on this. This is inspired by Stuart Hyatt. So Stuart Hyatt is a Grammy-nominated artist and musician who creates interdisciplinary projects in the public realm. His current work turns audio field recordings into music, releasing collaborative and experimental albums under the Fieldworks moniker. The body of work is now available in a 7-album box set from Brooklyn-based record label Temporary Residence. So then if you go to order this complete Fieldworks recordings, the description is, let's see, the complete Fieldworks recordings is a sprawling anthology of site-responsive music, imagery, and original text. Inspired by Stuart Hyatt's audio field recordings, musicians from around the world have contributed complex sonic narratives under the Fieldworks banner. So this is just a huge compilation. You can get the 7-LP set for $150 at the temporaryresidence.com, the label that put it out. And it features musicians along with Stuart Hyatt, Dan Deacon, Juana Molina, The Field, Pantha DuPrince, Alluvium, Caitlin Aurelia Smith, Visible Cloaks, The Album Leaf, and several more. It's a lot of stuff, and it's pretty cool. So I just played two tracks from this project, including the first one was by Caitlin Aurelia Smith, and it was called Kinematic Wave, and then the second one was with Visible Cloaks, called Flow. And I've played both of those artists on my show before, but I just realized this project existed, and it came out this year in September 21st, 2018. So now I'm gonna play a track by an artist called Huerco S, and this is called A Sea of Love.
Thank you.
You have been listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM with me, Jamie B-Side. Today's playlist is called Calm Down. Playing ambient music today. And the last two tracks we heard were an artist called Werko S. He is, let's see. Oh, I had it right in front of me. I think he's from Kansas, but now living in Brooklyn. I'm playing from an album that came out in 2016 called For Those of You Who Have Never. And I played the first track called A Sea of Love. And then after that, we heard Gigi Mason, who's Italian. And born October 24th, 1955 in Venice, Italy. And I played from, I guess he's most known for an album called Wind that came out in 1986. But I played from an album compilation he did with Charles Hayward in 1989 called Les Nouvelles Musiques de Chambre, Volume 2, out on a label called Sub Rosa. And the track that I played was called Clouds. Oh, and it looks like Light in the Attic re-released it, because that's where I got the track. So Light in the Attic has tons of cool re-releases, so that's a good resource to check out. So we are reaching the end of my hour, and the tracks I'm playing are pretty long today. I have one or maybe two more longer tracks. This one that I'm going to play next is by an artist called Caterina Barbieri, and it's called Sotrs, S-O-T-R-S, all capitals. I don't know if that's an acronym. That's from an album called Patterns of Consciousness. Do I have any more? That came out last year on Important Records. So this might be the only track. Yeah, I think this will be the last one. Caterina Barbieri. Thanks for listening today, and I will see you next time. Probably be back with more indie pop and post-punk next week. This was a little gentle calming break from my usual set.